All right, thank you, everyone. We'll call to order the Monday, January 13th, 2025 regular meeting of the Groundwater Replenishment System Steering Committee. Will you all please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance by Director Uten?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Director Uten. Madam Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Roll call, Director Vonka.
Here.
Director Green.
Yes.
Director Gallagher.
Here.
Director Tran. Director Dimitru.
Present.
Director Yeo.
Here.
Director Uten. Director Dina Nguyen. Director Andrew Nguyen.
Here.
Director Sheldon. Director Burns. You do have a quorum of your committee.
Thank you. We'll go to the annual reorganization of committee officers. Do we have a motion for the chair?
I would like to nominate Director Kathy Green for the GWRS chair position.
I'd like to nominate Ryan Nell.
I'll second that. Thank you.
Okay. I don't remember how we're supposed to do this, but how about we'll vote on the first? I believe that traditionally we rotate from OCWD to OC San as chair.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's OC San year this year. So let's vote on Director Gallagher for chair. Madam Clerk, will you call the roll?
Roll call, Director Vonka.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
No.
Who's on the committee?
Oh,
okay. So we were rotating.
Oh, nope.
Sorry, I mean,
sorry.
Let me redo it then. I'll make a motion for Director Gallagher.
We'll call the question. All in favor of Director Gallagher?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Congratulations, Director Gallagher.
Thank you. That really is painful.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Sean's got a hand.
All right, we'll move on to the nomination and election for vice chair. This would be from OCWD.
Yes, I apologize for the my mistake earlier because Director Whitaker retired, and I failed to recognize that. Yeah, I would like to nominate Director Kathy Green for the vice chair position.
I'll second that. All right, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All right. Congrats.
We'll figure it out later. You're vice chair.
Okay. The balloons must be broken. They were supposed to fall right after the second election, so I guess not. Okay. We'll move to the consent calendar.
Move the consent calendar.
Second. All right. Well, first and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Abstentions? Okay. All right, we'll move to information items. Number two, GWRS operations update.
Yeah, Chair Gallagher, we just have a brief presentation on where we are with GWRS production update, so I'll be giving that presentation. All right, so I'll just give a brief update on where we are with GWRS production, and we've had some good news since our last meeting in terms of flow availability, so I'll just try to highlight that real quick.
So as you know, our production for the fiscal year, our fiscal year is July 1st to June 30th. For 24-25, is 128,000 acre feet. And of course, as we've mentioned in prior meetings, our goal won't be met, but there's good reason for that. So our production to date is about 54,000 acre feet. So that's about 10,000 acre feet below, you know, the running average that would be needed to get to 128,000 acre feet in the fiscal year. So one of the things that's limiting our production and continues today is that we have very high groundwater levels from the past 2 years of heavier than normal precipitation. So for instance, our seawater intrusion barrier is only taking about 14 MGD, and it can typically take up to 25 MGD, and it's been that low for over the past year, and it's gone as low as 10 MGD even at times because of high groundwater levels along the coast. And the same goes for our mid-basin injection wells in Santa Ana. That's, if you're not familiar, we have five direct injection wells where we can direct GWS water directly into the principal aquifer about 3 miles from the treatment plant in the city of Santa Ana. And those are as low as 4 MGD today. We'll get them up to around 7, 7.5 after backwashing, and they'll come right back to 4 or 5 because the formation is just not taking it. There just isn't a demand even in that central part of the aquifer, which is the heavy pumping zone for us. So the combination of the two, that's going to keep going until pumping increases. We are in a dry year, so we're anticipating the pumping will increase, and we'll see what effect that will have on freeing up more recharge capacity. As part of our normal maintenance, we are replacing some microfiltration membranes. So there are times where we're a little lower in capacity as we do that. So we're replacing what we consider one train or 8 out of the 49 cells. And we're about 5/8 done. So 5 out of 8 are done now. So that'll be wrapping up. And then as we mentioned in the last two steering committee meetings, we did have the issues with the sunflower pump station at OC Sand Plant 1. And that had limited our production from April to about November in 2024. And that's where we were limited at various flow rates, but for the majority around 90 MGD, relying mainly on plant one flows for that and no flows from plant two while that work was going on to reestablish those flows. And then now with those flows reestablished, given the groundwater conditions, we can max out around 115 to 120 MGD on parts of the day. And then on the weekends, we're a little bit lower because we see lower flows. But day to day, we're somewhere between 110 and 115 based on groundwater conditions. So we're hoping as we get into the warmer months, we could slowly creep that up and get to closer to 120, 125 during the daytime, and then slightly lower at night. And we'll see how that goes as the rain year takes place. If it stays as dry as it is, we anticipate it going up. So this graph's also in your packet, but this kind of helps to illustrate some of the key events. As we talked about last year, we did have a period there where we had the very heavy rain. That's kind of this first area here, if you can see my cursor to the left, where production was really low because we had limited recharge. All of our recharge basins were full from storm flows. And then the two that were dedicated to GWS water, they were full. And we had a localized kind of mounding effect with so much high groundwater, they just weren't percolating their normal capacity. So we took them offline and cleaned it. That helped a little bit. So that helped restore some of the flows coming kind of around April of 2024, where we got up to about 55 MGD. And then we had the sunflower issue where we were down very low until we could get the temporary workaround set up at plant one. And then we were back up to 90 MGD, and we kind of stayed there for a while the sunflower pump station issues and primary clarifier issues at plant two were resolved. And then we just recently in November reestablished the plant two flows. So we were operating as high as 120, 115 MGD, and we're somewhere, like I said, around 110 to 115 going forward. And that's probably where we'll be for the next quarter or so. And then we'll see as we get into May, June, whether we can push it a little bit higher. And then this is our traditional kind of acre foot production graph. So the blue line is meant to represent a running average of what the daily production would be to get to 128,000. And you could see since the fiscal year started July 1st, which was right in the middle of the sunflower pump station repair issue and running at 90 MGD, we were never going to stay on our running average, and that's fine. So we're trying to ramp this back up now as we go forward. Hopefully we get the line a little closer. We won't get to 128,000, but we're projecting somewhere around 105,000 acre feet. Hopefully we can get to that, which would be pretty similar to last year, maybe slightly less. And then for our new fiscal year that starts July 1st, we're still going to budget for 128,000. And we think then that's realistic because then we won't have any flow disruptions during that whole fiscal year. And so with that, I can take any questions a committee might have.
Any questions? Yes.
There were also some problems with some lines breaking in Newport Beach, and that seemed to have an effect on the amount of water we were getting too. Has that been taken care of?
I think that's a saline issue, right?
Yeah. You want to go? Or...
So we are continuing to work with the city of Newport Beach. It isn't that the lines were broken. It's just that they have identified there were some leaks in their local collection system. Again, when you're in sandy soil, you're below sea level because you're right on the peninsula. Water's naturally going to intrude into the pipe. They have identified where those are, and they're in the process of making all those repairs to their local collection system. So as time rolls on, there'll be a little less flow, but a lot less salt in the water. That salt, I think, is what had an impact on your production. Your energy use goes up. As we get that repaired through the local sewer service provider, you should see more efficient water reclamation.
Okay, now, so you'll have less flow there. Will the flow be taken, will that decrease in flow be taken care of in plant one or plant two later on this year?
You'll have a net increase in throughput. Even though you'll have a few less million gallons, you'll get a greater percentage of the larger number because you'll have less salt pushing against your membranes. So okay. You should see an overall improvement in your recovery.
Okay, so will our output of GWRS water go up later on in the year?
Yeah, I think the salinity issue with local intrusion of seawater in some of the collection systems that are not operated by OC San is, like General Manager Thompson said, is more of a, it costs us more in energy and chemical to produce the water, but doesn't vastly affect our production. Our production really is limited by not having the groundwater just not taking and the seawater intrusion just not taking as much flow as we need. And I didn't mention it today, but we've talked about a little in the past. Our GWRS pipelines also has a maximum capacity of 100 MGD. So when we send water to our spreading basins in Anaheim, about the max we can actually put in the pipeline is somewhere around 107 MGD, with seven of it being bled off at the MBI mid-basin injection wells, and then 100 reaching the end or the terminus of the pipe. So if that takes around 107 max, in order to get to around 125, the barrier would have to take at least 18 to totally maximize production. And the barrier hasn't gotten anywhere close to 18 or 20 in probably a year. So that's one of our limiting factors is hydraulically, there's not enough places to put the water to get to a full 125 or 130 MGD production 24/7. Okay. So that's the second factor. But and then obviously the past year, we purposely ran even lower than that because of the loss of plant two flows for the pump station issues.
When will, do you think that will increase production back to our norm or what we want to be normal? Because it'll take a while for the basin to drop, correct?
Yeah, and that's what we're, I don't have a good answer for you, but we're hoping at least with the, if the weather stays dry like it is, like we haven't had any precipitation of any meaning in this whole water year and fiscal year, that will naturally draw more production out of the basin, and that will allow for more injection and surface recharge. And then as we get more PFAS plants online, of course, hopefully we can increase overall producer pumping, and then that will also especially free up some of the capacity in the mid-basin injection wells. but that's a kind of a slow and gradual process. So it's hard to say. You know, we're hoping by July at least we can kind of consistently run higher, at least around 120 MGD, maybe 125. But I think this winter period, we're going to be stuck around 110, 115 for a little while here.
So maybe this year we are going to start being able to increase that amount then.
That's the hope. Yeah. Yeah. I think we can finally, because I'm, and one of my big assumptions is we can't have as heavy a precipitation year as we've had the past two, but you know, anything could change, but we don't anticipate it, at least in all the forecasting that we see. So yeah, that's the hope, that by the end of this year, by summertime, we could at least get up in a more consistent, higher production rate.
Thanks.
Yes. Mahul.
Yeah.
So it sounds like we can produce more water. We just don't have any place to put it. Is there something else we could do other than spreading basins in the barrier? Is there some, there are other needs for water in Southern California. Is there something else we could be doing?
I mean, as part of our overall master planning, we're looking at other places we could put GWS water, but none of those are going to happen anytime soon. Those are all kind of planning phases. Where could we put more water? The water district's kind of partially involved in the planning of a potential river walk, and that would be another place where we could put GWS water directly in the Santa Ana River and in our borough space and as part of that project. But that project's still in, you know, basically a preliminary design phase, and we're not sure when it'll be implemented, but we're trying to look at all those options. And then that would also free up potentially the ability to pump it over to our Santiago basins and Orange as another place, if we could put it into Burris as part of this greater Riverwalk project.
I drove by the spreading basins in Anaheim on my way over here, and you know, they're full, then they're not full. I get constant questions from my constituents, like, why isn't this thing full all the time? And, you know, why is it's dry? It changes regularly and people notice it because they're driving by it all the time. But I'm just thinking so we've had so little rainfall and we might need to coordinate it with other agencies or other uses, agriculture or something. But it seems a shame to not produce water because, you know, we don't have any place to put it.
Yeah. And it's a, you know, the recharge operations up in Anaheim, it's a fine balance too. You know, we have essentially four basins dedicated that can get GWS water. And so we rely on Mira Loma and La Palma Basin, but we could go to Kramer Miller, but we also don't want to fill those up because we want to be ready if a storm comes and base flows rise in the Santa Ana River and be ready to have storage capacity, percolation capacity. This year, it's, you know, typically there's something in there more than there is now. This is as dry as it's been in quite a while. So if you look, like, our Miller Kramer is essentially empty and really only Anaheim has some water and most of it is perking in the river and we don't really even need to bring it over to the deep basins. So it's been pretty dry. So
I'm just thinking if we did fill the Miller Basin, say we have a fire, we've got water stored there. And, you know, access to it, it might just be a good idea to spread out as much as we possibly can, whether it's perking or not.
Right. Right. Yeah, we can look at that.
So that's it. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yeah. Yeah. Director in.
Are the producers at 100%?
They are. They're pumping as much as they can, and we've given them financial incentives to pump 100%. PFAS is preventing a lot of them from pumping 100%. So we've kind of pretty much maxed out the capacity the producers have. Yeah.
Right. Just so it doesn't get lost in all of this, the fact that they're not discharging all that water is because we have a bunch of free water that's coming from the sky. So I think I don't want that to get lost in all this. This is very expensive water, and it's a shame not to be running it at full capacity. But the truth is, if those recharge basins are full of river water, then it's good for the ratepayer, is it not?
It is.
Okay. Yeah. I just don't want to get lost.
From a water resources point of view, this is a great issue to have.
Right. It almost sounds like we're hoping for a drought. Yeah. And I want to make sure that we don't want that.
We're in great shape. The groundwater basin's full.
Yeah.
And the situation we're in right now does not occur that often. Yeah. We had two really wet years. that filled up the basin, which is making it hard to push water down into the injection wells. So the condition we're in right now is going to happen once every 10 years or something. So we just need to keep that in mind. Eventually, we're going to get back to normal, and Mayhol will be able to make his 125 MGD. Yeah.
All right. Great.
Director Yeo has a question.
Oh, Director Yeo.
Thank you, Chair Gallagher. Mayhol, so this chart is very helpful, but the timeline does not coincide with the line chart that we have, right? Because this is looking at the calendar year.
Yeah, this was meant to kind of give context to that this limited recharge capacity issue stretched into last fiscal year. But you're right, the line chart is strictly this fiscal year, which is July 1st, 2024 to June 30, 2025.
Okay, and so in the line chart, it shows that our plant production is 128,000 acre feet, but GWRS's production capacity is 134. And so does this take into consideration things like the basin cleaning, where when the basin is taken offline, we're not able to put in as much water as we like to. So the 128 is taking those planned outages into consideration, or?
Yeah, so good question, Director Yeo. The full capacity of GWRS is 134,000 acre feet. So fiscal year 24-25, we downgraded 128,000 because we saw the high groundwater conditions, and we knew that there was going to be limited recharge capacity, especially in the seawater intrusion and MBI. So we brought it down from 134 to 128. And it's our thought that going into the next fiscal year, it probably should stay closer to 128 for the same reason. Now, like Director or GM John Kennedy said, if it does start to be a dry year and we can get pumping back up again, then the goal is in future fiscal years, yeah, to get back to 134,000 as the goal, which does take into account normal preventative maintenance, and it takes into account our normal online efficiency, which is usually greater than 98%. So there isn't a whole lot of downtime, and you could still get to 134,000 acre feet.
Okay. Thank you for the explanation. And we looked at this chart for many, many years, and the magenta line rarely crosses the blue line. And I think that it might be helpful if you can maybe put an asterisk on the dates where certain events happen, like unanticipated events such as the sunflower trunk line leak issue. You know, obviously that wasn't anticipated, but to put an asterisk on those dates to give us context as to why we started to diverge from the planned production line will be helpful, in my opinion. So, yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions online that we can't see?
No others.
Okay, thank you. All right. If that's it, then we can move on to our next item. Okay.
Okay, so we have a quarterly outreach report that will be given by Gina Ayala, our Director of Public Affairs.
Thank you, Mayhol's helping me because my eyes are getting bad. But so in your packet is the public affairs outreach report for the GWRS for the quarter from October through December. I just have a couple slides to go through that show some highlights of the report. So for tours of the groundwater replenishment system, we continue to get a lot of folks attending from all different sectors. So we have community, we have education, so a lot of high schools and colleges, industry folks, and then international delegations, as well as legislative folks coming through. So we had 31 tours for the last quarter, 612 guests. We continue to offer both in-person and virtual formats. So we have a monthly GWRS virtual tour, and then folks can either schedule a group tour online or in person. So however they want it is how we are scheduling that. Next Generation Water Leaders Program. So we started in 2017 a program for sixth grade students through 12th grade. So here at the Water District, we educate the younger generations through our Children's Water Education Festival. So this program seeks to educate that older generation after the festival age, but also kind of with more of a focus on careers. That seems to be really what this kind of group is focused most on. So we are looking at revamping this program, and we've started to. So we created with Inside the Outdoors and with a third-party vendor a new video for the groundwater replenishment system. And then we are going to be incorporating ways to really be more engaging, appeal to students and teachers, and I think really through that career exposure, that's going to be key for us. Speakers Bureau, so we continue to get requests, whether it's for OCWD or GWRS specific. We do try to always incorporate the GWRS in our OCWD speaker engagements. Media and stakeholder outreach. So it was quite high this time around, and I think it really was due to the NPR story about water recycling, and then also our director of R&D. She was featured in a program that was geared to kind of female scientists, and so she took them through and talked to them about R&D, and it was focused on also on the groundwater replenishment system and that technology. So that caused the increase in our numbers. It was an 800% increase from the quarter before. And then just to recap, since it is January, we like to take a look back at the 2024 year and see how many guests came through and what was the media outreach for the GWRS. So we had 2,300 folks come through. Our media outreach for 2024 was 291 million. We had 16,300 views on our GWRS page, which is housed on our OCWD.com website. And then we do have a GWRS technical tour, which Mayhol is featured in, and then a general tour, which is less technical and shorter, and it's hosted by our public affairs staff, Crystal Nettles. So those videos got 20,000 views and then 27 speaking engagements. So that concludes the kind of presentation for the outreach numbers in 2024. We'll continue hosting these tours both in virtual and in person, working with Jennifer at OCSAN and her group also to do anything we can to kind of beef up and make them a little bit more engaging. So we are exploring enhancements to tour displays, and we'll be looking at that in the coming years to see what kind of updates we can give to the tour program and the curriculum. And that ends my report. Happy to take any questions.
Any questions from the directors? Any online?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the presentation.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll move to directors' announcements and reports. Directors, any announcements or reports? I have a comment. I was thinking, since we are transitioning on some new faces, and it might be appropriate if we could have a future presentation from staff just on the, I'd like to better understand the, you know, how this you know, this joint committee was created and what the main purpose is, because we are in a bit of a transition period now with GWRS at its full capacity, and might be helpful for the new participants, as well as a reminder for others that are familiar.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
Maybe we could have a tour of the GWRS plant for anybody that hasn't had one.
That's a great idea.
Maybe like right before one of our meetings here.
Yeah. So we can coordinate that later. Okay. Any other? On your name. Okay. Then general manager's report.
Nothing to report.
You're not that lucky. So OCSAN is working hard to make sure we have that resilience, to make sure the water's available. I want to remind you all that plant 2 is the key to having the most water available. It is split with the reclaimable and non-reclaimable side. Many of you remember that we had to build a low-flow pump station and a new plant water pump station to get them on the reclaimable water side. Low-flow pump station is there because our ocean outfall pumps are rated at 125 million gallons each, and we don't have nearly that much, especially at night and low flow, and mostly brine return and unreclaimable flow. So we built a brand new lower capacity pump station for that period. That's about ready to start. It should come online in the next few months. In addition, the plant water pump station is the water we reuse within the plant. The way it was designed 30, 40 years ago was to have it on the non-reclaimable side. It took water from our activated sludge plant. Well, we built a new one and put it on the reclaimable side. So it's taking water from what would be GWRS, and that sounds counterintuitive, except that we can return all that water to GWRS after we use it. If we had kept it where it was, it would have had the impact of making the water all unreclaimable because we'd be taking unreclaimable water and mixing it with reclaimable. In the short period of time, we are using some GWRS water now for those purposes so that it's reclaimable. The upside is we're going to get all that capacity back. So that work is progressing. That will be done soon. And then the last big thing that has been a pressure point for us is primary basins at plant number two. There are four for the reclaimable, non-reclaimable side. That is where we have been under pressure also. There are two basins online, two have been offline, and they're being totally refurbished because of corrosion issues over their life. We are in a project to replace them lock, stock, and barrel. That entire ACE side is being replaced. So four new basins with all of the new electrical gear, all of the seismic resilience that is necessary, brand new electrical, everything will be brand new. And once that comes online in about two and a half years, we'll be much more resilient and be able to make sure we have long-term flow to GWRS. It's been fortunate with the high groundwater levels and the free rain, as Chair Gallagher mentioned. We're working really hard in this time of plenty so that when we need the water, OC San will be that reliable source with consistent water quality to the system. I think that's something we also forget to talk about. OC San works very hard to make sure that the water quality is high and consistent because it's very hard to run a filtration plant when you have BOD and TSS jumping all over the place. So that's a big part of what we're committed to do, and we're happy to do it. And that ends my report, Mr. Chair.
All right. Thank you. Okay, so move on to determination of items to be agendized for future OCWD board meeting and or OC SAM board meeting. I don't believe we have any. And so we can... Oh.
You want to put it up, so,
okay. Oh, okay.
We, for us.
Oh, okay, for OCWD. Yes, of course. So that'll be a future agenda item for OCWD. And we'll move to adjourn the meeting to our next scheduled quarterly meeting.